Falun Gong is freely practiced in over 40 countries around the world, but relentlessly persecuted in China. The peaceful courage of practitioners there has shocked their oppressors and moved the people of the world. While China continues to block all information, FGM TV brings you the stories you may not hear anywhere else. Hello and welcome to FGM TV on Tuesday, March the 26th, 2002. I'm Susan Mitchell. In our news this week, over 5,000 Falun Gong practitioners have been arrested in Changchun, and at least 100 murders by police have been reported. University students, non-governmental organizations, and labor unions in Canada urge Prime Minister Jean Chrétien to condemn the Chinese government's persecution of Falun Gong. Sandstorm blankets the city of Tianjin. Hong Kong protesters are to go on trial June the 17th to July the 7th. Over 700 practitioners hold peaceful appeals and activities during the annual UN Human Rights Conference in Geneva. And the sudden death of a healthy, high-level government official from Hunan province shocks his Communist Party colleagues. In this week's update from China, the number of Falun Dafa practitioners verified to have died while in detention is 387. However, trusted government sources inside China put the actual death count at more than 1,700. Police in Changchun City go on a rampage after Jiang Zemin orders Falun Gong practitioners to be killed without mercy. Following the interruption of Changchun television programming on March the 5th and the 12th by Falun Gong films exposing the truth of the persecution, trusted sources inside China have advised that President Jiang Zemin has instituted extreme measures. These include: each of 3,000 policemen has to reach a quota of capturing 5 Falun Gong practitioners. More than 5,000 have already been arrested in the last 2 weeks. Multiple witnesses report that over 100 have been murdered in custody. Many of those were forced by police to fall from 5th and 6th story windows of buildings. All bodies are to be cremated immediately so that identification is almost impossible. The two Changchun women practitioners thought to have organized the tapping of the TV station cables may be executed. They are 51-year-old Zhou Ranzhu and 40-year-old Li Yanmei. On March the 15th, Amnesty International headquarters in London issued an urgent action statement for Falun Gong practitioners in Changchun. It stated in part that Amnesty International believes they are at serious risk of torture or ill treatment. A large march was held in Taiwan to bring attention to the mass murders by police in Changchun. Falun Dafa practitioners from the Kaohsiung area of Taiwan held an urgent SOS urgent rescue march on March the 20th, 2002, calling for an end to the mass arrests and bloody killing of Falun Gong practitioners in Changchun, China. Along the route, practitioners distributed flyers, clarified the truth of the persecution to the onlookers, and collected signatures for support. Hundreds of thousands of university students, NGOs, and unions urged Canada's Prime Minister to condemn China's persecution of Falun Gong. The Students' Administrative Council at the University of Toronto, representing 33,000 full-time undergraduates, recently passed a motion calling on the Canadian government to condemn the Jiang Zemin regime persecution of Falun Gong with a resolution at the UN Human Rights Conference in Geneva this year. The council said they would call on other universities across Canada to add their support to this action. 25 non-governmental organizations also petitioned the Prime Minister to sponsor a resolution at the UN Geneva Conference, and letters from labor unions representing hundreds of thousands of Canadians have also been sent to the Prime Minister asking the Government of Canada to contact China for the release of all practitioners and an end to the crackdown against Falun Gong. Sandstorms in China. Last week, Beijing was struck by the worst sandstorm in a decade. This week, Tianjin was the victim. The city's skyline is almost obliterated by the orange sand filling the air in these photographs. Cyclists cover their faces with scarves and surgical masks as they head off to work. On January 23rd, The founder of Falun Gong, Mr. Li Hongzhi, wrote the following poem, predicting more serious sandstorms to come. It is called The Catastrophe. The dark, somber clouds have but a few days left. With the bitter cold fully over, spring now appears. Awakening, the sentient beings stand aghast at the things they see. Half of China proper, covered by sand and dust. 58-year-old Zheng Peiming, a former deputy party secretary of Hunan Province and deputy director of Hunan Province People's Congress, died suddenly in Beijing during the National People's Congress meeting on March the 11th. News of his death was suppressed until after other meeting delegates returned home on March the 16th. Mr. Jiang was a healthy man, and his death greatly shocked his colleagues. The teachings of Falun Dafa are like many of the world's great religions. They say that good will be rewarded and bad deeds will be punished. As the crackdown against Falun Gong has escalated, so has the death count of officials like Mr. Zheng, who carry out Jiang Zemin's illegal orders. Some government officials estimate that now, every 3 days, two policemen die suddenly. Moving now to Hong Kong for an update on the 16 peaceful protesters who were arrested. Agence France-Presse reported that 16 Falun Gong members pleaded not guilty to charges of obstruction during a protest in front of Beijing's liaison office in the first Hong Kong persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. The four Swiss nationals and 12 local members all denied causing a public inconvenience after they refused police requests to move to a nearby area to continue their sit-in on March the 14th. Some of the 12 women and four men also faced additional charges of obstructing police officers and assaulting the police officers while being taken into a police van and inside a police station, said Sharon Xu, a spokeswoman from the China-banned Falun Gong spiritual movement. She said, "The practitioners were disappointed by the charges as they did not constitute an obstruction to anyone. There's no truth to the charges of assault, and we're still hoping that the police will drop the charges. It's easy to see from the photographs here how violently Hong Kong police were acting." The trial will be held from June 17th to July the 2nd. The protesters were released on bail of between 500 and 1,000 Hong Kong dollars, which is 64 to 128 US dollars. This is the first time that Falun Gong practitioners are being persecuted in Hong Kong since Beijing started the crackdown in 1999. And finally, on the other side of the world in Geneva, Switzerland, during the annual United Nations Human Rights Commission conference, Falun Dafa practitioners came from more than 40 countries to show the delegates the true nature of the practice. They wanted to bring attention to the plight of millions of families in China who are suffering because of Jiang Zemin's crackdown against the spiritual practice. Approximately 1,000 people attended an experience-sharing conference. About 700 took part in a parade through the city and an exhibition of the graceful, meditative Falun Gong exercises. The beauty and serenity of those 700 presented a stark contrast to daily reports of brutality and horrific torture by Chinese authorities in mainland China. Ms. Jiang Suying, a survivor of the torture campaign, held an exhibition of her traditional Chinese paintings, works that have been described as sacred art by visiting dignitaries. Thanks for watching FDM TV, dedicated to breaking through China's information blockade, revealing propaganda, and bringing you the truth of Falun Gong.